You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Coming up on the SBS On The Money podcast, oil prices slumped to a four-month low, the Australian share market at a near-record high. That's despite the US government shutdown. All those details and more next. Hi everyone, welcome to the SBS On The Money podcast for this Friday, the 3rd of October 2025. It's a day with the Australian share market rose. The S&P ASX 200 up 0.46% to 8,987. 8 of 11 sectors ended higher. The best performing sector, information technology, followed by healthcare and consumer discretionary. The top performing stocks include Eagers Automotive, up by 15.2%, and DigiCo Infrastructure, up more than 11%. We'll tell you why in a few moments. The worst performing energy producers, the uranium miner Boss Energy, down by about 2.9%, and Catalyst Metals, down by 3.5%. For the day's market action, I spoke with Diane College, a private client advisor at Morgans. Diane, the ASX is up today. Why and who's driving the gains?
So the ASX is up today, building on what it did yesterday. Yesterday was a really solid day for markets. I think some of the key reasons behind that is that we're following the US futures. So they're, again, very positive for tonight's market action. We've also seen a couple of good announcements, which we'll touch on later with regard to specific stocks. And the old adage, there's more buyers than sellers.
What I find interesting at the moment is that the US government is in shutdown, though. We've got no official data points in the short term to give us an indication of where interest rates are going, yet shares are climbing higher, both in the US and here. The ASX is at a five-week high. Why and what's investor sentiment like?
Well, I think that investor sentiment is actually very positive. So what we've seen, apart from anything else, is that clients have just received their dividends. So any company that reported in August has now started to pay their dividends. And this week alone, $9.8 billion was paid out to shareholders, with CBA being the biggest payer, and they've paid out $4.3 billion to their shareholders today. So ultimately, I think people have got cash in their pockets. Another reason why I think the market has had a strong couple of days is that if there is the expectation that there will be a stronger period of markets, that a lot of the institutions could be covering their short positions, and that pushes stocks higher as well.
What about commodities? One in particular, oil. Prices are tumbling. Brent crude down about 8% in a week at a near six-month low. This should be good news for motorists. Can you tell me why the commodity is under pressure at the moment?
Absolutely. I'm not sure if you've read in the press, but at the moment we've seen OPEC, or reports of OPEC, looking to increase their oil production, particularly out of Saudi Arabia, and they're looking to increase that by 500,000 barrels a day. So that's going to put pressure on the price because of the increase in supply. And we also saw that in the US in particular, their gasoline and oil stockpiles have actually increased week on week. So that's also added additional pressure to the oil price.
Okay. What about locally? Any company news you're keeping an eye on?
Absolutely. So what we've seen today is two major announcements. The first one's from AP Eagers, which is a car retailer, if you like, and they have just come out of trading halt, and they were in trading halt to raise capital, and they were raising capital to pay for an acquisition of 65% of Canada One Auto, which is another retailer of cars over in Canada. And the other piece of news was that Mitsubishi has actually taken 20% of AP Eagers at a discounted price of around $18. So the market really likes it, pushed it up around 12% today, and we've increased our price target from $26.60 to around $33.35 to reflect the increase in revenue from this new acquisition. The other stock that we like at the moment and has had a really good run today is DigiCo. Not a really good performer in the market to date. However, they have just released that they have increased their revenue and they've also increased their megawatt capacity by 30% up to 85 megawatts. And they've increased their EBITDA expectations for FY26 by about 20 to 22%. So that's also really good news for those DigiCo shareholders that have been suffering to date.
And finally, what are you telling your clients right now and where do you see the opportunities for investors? And if I can wrap in that, you made an interesting point about all the dividends coming through this week. Are investors typically holding on to these dividends? Are they reinvesting or what are they doing with that money too?
I've been getting a number of calls from my clients indicating that they've got a bit of cash available and they're sort of looking for opportunities. So when we talk about resources, we're sort of still very, very positive on gold and copper, despite the runs in both sort of underlying commodity prices. Ultimately, with copper specifically, anything to do with an electric vehicle, anything to do with solar panels, anything to do with wind turbines, and data centres in particular, all require copper. So, looking at the broader situation for copper, there's a bit of an undersupply at the moment, so that's pushing the prices up. And gold, obviously, through the whole macro scenario where we're still in very uncharted waters, gold becomes a safe haven. So that price will probably continue to rise. Morgan's put out another publication which is called Fallen Angels. So that's where we look at stocks, quality stocks, that have fallen for whatever reason, being short-term or specific to the companies themselves. And we look at a longer-term perspective and say, well, these opportunities now present value. And some of those names include CSL, Sonic in that healthcare sector. In the technology sector, we're looking at WiseTech and Xero that have both fallen over 20%. And ultimately, in other industrials, we're also looking at things such as Pinnacle and Treasury Wine Estates as opportunities where clients can actually be patient and then from there make, you know, reasonably good returns. So, they're sort of the opportunities that we see for the market at the moment.
Diane College there from Morgan's, and she wraps up the podcast for this Friday and for the week. Don't forget, if you enjoy it, to give it a rating or review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and to subscribe.
This SBS on the Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only and should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and it does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.
This SBS on the Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.